This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Human Rights Watch has accused Belarusian security forces of detaining thousands of people and torturing hundreds of others in the days after the disputed August 9th election that gave authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office. A brutal government crackdown shortly after the election resulted in the detention of nearly 7,000 people. At least three people have been killed in the protests, and hundreds of others have been hurt by police aggressively dispersing peaceful demonstrators with rubber bullets, clubs, and stun grenades. Lukashenko has alleged foreign powers are behind the protests and denies the vote was rigged. Human Rights Watch said its findings were based on interviews with 27 former detainees, in addition to videos and written accounts from former detainees and their relatives. The detainees said they were subject to beatings, electric shocks, and other forms of torture, resulting in injuries such as broken bones, electrical burns, mild traumatic brain injuries, kidney damage, and cracked teeth. At least one detainee was allegedly raped. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo cautioned Tuesday that ongoing peace negotiations over the future of Afghanistan will be a difficult process, but will help reduce the cost of war and risk to America. Pompeo spoke in Washington as the Taliban and representatives of the Afghan government continued their meetings in Doha, Qatar, for a fourth day to finalize an agenda for substantive peace negotiations to end decades of Afghan conflict. Pompeo told a virtual event hosted by the Atlantic Council, "We are now delivering a set of outcomes that will reduce the cost in blood from our American servicemen and women, in treasure from the American taxpayer, and risk to the USA." From Washington, you're listening.